Hello everyone, how the hell you doing? This is just a brief message for my podcast listeners only. If you are listening to my podcast on one of the many platforms out there, thank you. If you want something a bit different, matter of fact, maybe a lot different, go to my website and listen to it there. And you can check out all the other stuff going on, which is always a work in progress, at theearnestmanshow.com. But if you would like award-winning video, along with my internationally renowned oration skills, then you want to go to YouTube and check out The Earnest Man Show. That's it. Now we can go to the show. Hey there. How the hell is it going? Glad we made it to another Friday. In this episode, I'm going to share my thoughts as well as some possible solutions to the whirlwind of anti-Israel sentiment that's clearly taking place across many U.S. college and university campuses. And many colleges and university campuses in other countries as well. Apparently, much like COVID, mass hysteria and stupidity don't respect borders either. Because I have recently done other episodes related to this topic, I believe it is appropriate to quote Shakespeare's Henry V. "Once more, boys, let us go into the breach." Because for me, going into this idiotic bullshit yet again is what it feels like. Now, before I begin assaulting this stupidity, I'm thinking maybe it's a good idea to tell you what I would like to accomplish. I would like for this episode to go viral. I would like every student that is protesting in solidarity with the Palestinians to simply stop, to go back to their previous occupations, which used to be students, and stop embarrassing their future selves by behaving like packs of frenzied teenagers who are simply incapable of fully understanding the complexity of this issue and insisting on referring to the state of Israel, and naturally, quite a few Jews by extension, as an absolutely horrible occupation that should be destroyed. Yep, I'm praying for the effects of the apparently bad intellectual and ideological Kool-Aid that at some point they apparently have collectively drank to wear off. So yeah, in very short, I'm asking for a fucking miracle. Not wanting to rehack all the information that I've previously given, the many historical details which clearly demonstrate that all the things considered concerning the relationship between the Israelis and the Muslim Palestinians, Israel by comparison, are clearly the good guys here. I am by no means saying that they have been perfect, but when you've been trying to make peace with a lunatic fringe that only actually wants to annihilate your existence for the last 50 plus years, it is certainly understandable why the Israelis don't exactly have such a kumbaya attitude towards the Muslim Palestinians, which apparently the so-called students are incapable of understanding, being overwhelmingly infected with irrational mob mentality. This is the part in the program that is not only the most important, but for you to consider by any means necessary to record for posterity, and I want you to send this to all of your friends or family who are involved in this idiocracy, and particularly those that have misconceptions concerning Islam. Because what I'm about to tell you, you will not here stated as I'm going to state it on the fucking 6 o'clock news. There was an old saying that still exists so that people can instantly and easily recognize the difference between cognac and brandy. And the saying, which has been around for many, many years, is that all cognacs are brandy, but not all brandies are cognac. Now you can use that same analogy concerning religion. All religions are fucked, but not all fucked religions are Islam. Many years ago, I used to believe, for the longest time, that, of course, not only was religion fucked, but there was a triacta, if you will, of the big three religions that at the time, and as I said, for quite some time, I thought were the most fucked of all. Those were not necessarily in this order: Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, and the Church of Scientology. It wasn't until much later, and quite frankly, I just don't know how it escaped my radar, that Islam came into view. And I can tell you, beyond absolutely any shadow of a doubt, and by a huge, wide margin, that on the continuum of all religions that are all fucked up, Islam is light years ahead of all of them. All of them. In other words, there is nothing, no other religion that even begins to have the capacity of fucking up societies and the world more than Islam. And I would quickly like to point out, which is in the Quran itself, amongst other things, that Muhammad was a pedophile by definition, having married his wife at age 9. Yeah. So, I could go on forever, but there's that. And then there's the other second part, talking about the call to kill the infidel. And make no mistake, it clearly states this. Who is the infidel? The infidel is anyone who is not Islam. That's it. Pure and simple. One other last thing about this to the Islamic apologist, as I call him, in the news media.
Because they don't want to offend anyone.
They keep using this phrase a lot, which pisses me off due to its weakness, its spinelessness, and it's just generally a fucking lie. When they keep saying radical Muslim, let me explain something to you. By definition, they are all radical. Making that statement, when you're putting the two together,
but they were radical Muslims, okay?
That's as dysfunctional and bullshitty. Yes, I'm calling that a word, bullshitty, as referring to Nazis as radical Nazis.
Well, yeah, those Nazis, they were bad. They killed 6 million Jews. But these Nazis, they're pretty mellow. They're cool. They're not radicalized Nazis.
What the youngins, the children, the so-called students, because they're not there to learn, to prepare for their life and their career, they are there to be in the spotlight. It's another form of, well, Facebook. It's another thing of, look at me, please, anyone in the world for, I want my 5 or 15 minutes of fame now. Look at me! When they have no fucking clue what they're talking about or what they're playing with, because they're not playing with fire. They're playing with nukes. And they don't even know it because no one has the fucking courage to tell them Well, I'm telling you, that's what you're playing with. There is absolutely nothing, no ideology on this earth currently. Nothing. Zero. Nada. As bad and harmful and destructive and just utterly, totally, and completely fucked as Islam. That is the actual truth. Boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. And now, a brief message for my sponsor, you. In my entire life, I've never been a salesman. I've done many other things, but never been a salesman. I suppose because I don't like bullshit, and I don't like bullshitting others. That kind of thing just ain't my style. Being honest and direct is. So if you're enjoying my show, would you please subscribe and click the notification bell, because it really does help my channel grow. Now just a brief word about something I use called TubeBuddy. The rumor I heard about TubeBuddy is that it can make you a multi-millionaire in only 24 to 48 hours. That is, of course, just a rumor, but that's what I've heard. But seriously, I use it, and it offers a hell of a lot of ways to help make your channel a success. And it's easy to use, so check out TubeBuddy. And last but certainly not least, if you want to throw a very appreciated few bucks my way for a coffee or just to keep the lights on, the links to my Ko-Fi and my affiliated TubeBuddy are both in the description below. And now, let's get back to the show. So bearing that in mind, here's another proposal. Why not allow all of these protesters the opportunity to put their money where their mouth is and simply leave? They would renounce their U.S. citizenship permanently, then be put on a plane for a one-way flight to whatever Muslim-occupied and controlled country that would be willing to take them. They would be finally united with their ideological brotherhood and sisterhood. And the colleges and universities would get replacement young adults concerned about their future and actually wanting to go to classes to study again. A totally win-win situation, in my opinion. Yes, I could just picture it now. Very happy and content young male and female students all across America, actually engaged in the process of learning and preparing for their futures and careers. Not only happy because there is something that they deeply appreciate, but generally happy with life itself, understanding and appreciating just how lucky they are in this world to have the opportunity to do exactly what they're doing. Not to mention the fact that the majority of them are also happy that they have a very unique time in their life, that besides school, they have the time that they can really enjoy life, which of course means fucking like insane rabbits. Of course, this doesn't mean that all the other former students that have given up their U.S. citizenship won't be enjoying their super new lives as well, as they learn all about the caliphate and Sharia law. And of course, not forgetting the Quran. Ah, yes, all those young men who will have the choice of whether they wish to grow a beard or not, but accepting that it will be mandatory to learn how to clean and assemble or disassemble an AK-47 blindfolded and to make homemade explosives. Of course, over time, they will need to learn some Arabic, the most essential words and phrases, of course, being learned first, such as Allah is great and I kill you, I kill you, I kill you. But again, this certainly should not be a problem, as visions of those 72 virgins will always be dancing in their heads. And hey, although it could be said that this new life for the former female American students is perhaps not quite as thrilling as their male counterparts, they will have their moments of sheer joy as well. Like when they go to pick out for the very first burqa, for example, and they're told that they can have any color they want as long as it's black. As I'm about to wrap this up, there is one issue with the cops that does really piss me off, though. My issue is with the cops is taking down the protesters' tents. Why in the hell are they doing that? In my opinion, not a single cop at any of those protests where they have any of those tents should be touching them at all, whatsoever. It's about time the damn cops stop treating the protesters as though they're mildly retarded 10-year-olds. The protesters are the ones that started all this and put them up in the first place. If the protesters had any adult decency, they would take them down themselves. So tell me, what do you think? Do you think I have at least some good ideas? Or do you think my ideas are, well, as stupid as a bag of broken hammers? Either way, drop me a dime or drop me a line, and I promise I'll get back to you. Until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest, wishing you peace and good luck.